Globish, How the English Language Became the World's Language, by Robert McCrum. Narrated by James Langton. Copyright 2010 by Robert McCrum. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with W.W. Norton & Company, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Crazy English. The 21st century has revealed a world more intertwined than at any time. Will we stand for the human rights of the dissident in Burma, the blogger in Iran, or the voter in Zimbabwe? Will we give meaning to the words never again in Darfur? Barack Obama, speaking in Berlin, 24 July 2008. 1. The Renmin University of China, also known as the People's University, in Beijing, has about 36,000 students, studying everything from politics to social anthropology. The university, one of several in Beijing, is based to the northwest of the city, on Zhongguancan Street, in Haidian District. Its alumni are typical of the post-Mao Zedong generation. Every Friday evening, quite informally, several hundred gather in the so-called English Corner to hold English conversation. This is an extraordinary scene, reiterated on campuses across China today. It is a popular routine that says a lot about the aspirations of contemporary Chinese and the state of the nation. This is, after all, an authoritarian one-party regime in which dissent is ruthlessly crushed and its enemies imprisoned, beaten up, or sent into exile. However, here in the twilight on a cool March Friday, under the shady pine trees of a little square, there are hundreds of young Chinese.